Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Now, to kick off today's programme, I'm delighted to be joined in studio this afternoon by curator of the Kerry County Museum, Helen O'Carroll. And Helen is here to tell us that the County Museum is hitting a landmark birthday this year, and you won't believe how old it is. Helen, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Deirdre.
The County Museum celebrates what birthday?
30 years.
Incredible.
30 years this year, yeah. It nearly passed us by in some ways, but yeah, 30 years.
And I think we'll all remember those early days and the Geraldine experience and hopping into those little carriages for going through Geraldine, Tralee. Can you still do that, by the way?
No, they're gone now nearly 20 years. But yeah, and when the place opened, it opened in two phases. In 91, the medieval experience opened with the time cars and all of that. And then in 92, the museum gallery upstairs opened. So the official launch then was in 92. So at the time in Tralee, like, the 80s were a tough time in Tralee, with a lot of industries closing, there was a lot of emigration and that. And, you know, at that stage then, I think towards the late 80s, there was a sort of a get up and go, let's do something about this. So the museum would have been very much part of that. Trying to bring more people into the town. And it came at a great time because it was still the era before cheap flights, you know, and Irish people still tended to take their holidays in Ireland. Couldn't afford to go away. It's the other way around now sometimes. So school tours were booming, all of that. So it was a great time to open. So they were fantastic visitor figures all through the 90s and that, and some great exhibitions as well to draw people in, you know.
And I want to ask you about those exhibitions in a second, but first of all, you mentioned the school tours there. And really, you know, Tralee was always the poor relation in terms of, compared to Killarney, in terms of having any few tourists. But the County Museum, and around that era, you had the Aquadome coming on stream as well, and the Blenderville Windmill and all of that. It kind of launched Tralee as a tourist town, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There were we used to package together all the different attractions around the town as one package, you know, which attracted schools from all over the country, from Dublin, actually. Whereas a lot of, you know, say Kerry schools might go to Dublin for their school tour, the reverse was happening, you know. There was, like, between us, the Aquadome, the Windmill, the Steam Train, the Genie in its day, you know, Craig Cave came on stream at the same time. So there was a lot going on, you know, and a lot to do, new hotels opening around the town as well, and hotels being done up and all of that sort of stuff. So a lot of coach tours as well. So the coach tour market would have been really huge at the time as well, you know, with people from North America in particular coming. And bear in mind as well, at that stage, you still had a lot of visitors from the UK coming, you know. You're still, like, at that stage, that sort of idea where people who had emigrated in the 50s and 60s were still coming back, you know, for holidays and that. So, yeah, it was very, very lively, very vibrant time, yeah.
Now, you mentioned some very memorable exhibitions over the years. The one that stands out in my head would be the Tom Crean one, the Antarctic exhibition. That was massive. It ran for a good while too, didn't it?
It did, yeah, it did. And I mean, before that, I mean, what I'd have to say is that, like, that sort of policy of having big, big exhibitions was started in the 90s with John Griffin and Michael Connolly, who were running it at the beginning. And so they sort of started that trend, and they really left a great legacy of sort of get up and go, and, you know, like, just think big in terms of exhibitions. And so they would have done one on World War II, and then probably the one that a lot of people in town will remember was the exploration of space, which brought Neil Armstrong to town. To open it. Yeah. So there's a good few people in town say that they met the man who climbed Everest, and they met the man on the moon, because Edmund Hillary came to open the Tom Crean exhibition. So, I mean, it was phenomenal when you think about it. The two guys who, you know, two of the greatest exploration feats, you know, in the 20th century, climbing Everest and getting to the moon, the two men who did that actually came to open exhibitions here is absolutely fantastic.
That's some achievement.
Yeah.
Any other exhibition that people might remember?
Yeah, the Tom Crean one, it's still there now. Well, in a smaller, you know, it was a big one, and that was just happening as Tom Crean was becoming better known. So we were all part of that as well. And so it ran for about 3-4 years afterwards. And then we had a lot of stuff on loan, you know, from the UK, which had to go back. So, but at that stage, Tom had become part of the primary school curriculum. So he has a permanent home in the museum. I suppose the most recent big one that we've put on was about Roger Casement, which was opened by President Higgins in 2016, and that's still running. And that's a big one as well. It's the first big exhibition about Roger Casement in the country.
Yeah.
So and you know, it goes to, even though Casement only spent about 36 hours in Kerry, he actually left quite a legacy behind. Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
And what can people see if they go to the museum nowadays? I mean, how busy have you been as well?
We've been very, I suppose, like everywhere. As we entered our second decade, things got a little rough because, you know, everyone remembers 9/11 and the impact it had on tourism. But people forget that earlier that year there was foot and mouth, which had an even bigger effect, actually. And so tourism figures started to go down a bit. The availability of cheap flights as well meant people could go abroad. So there was a period of transition there. So we kind of righted the ship, and what we've been really concentrating on in the last 10 years is really building our local audience as well, because a lot of people locally, they might have brought their visitors to the museum, but they wouldn't have come down and use it themselves, or the local schools were going elsewhere. So now the local schools are, I mean, they come all the time during the school year, which is great to see, really good to see. So yeah, we are, I mean, we're busy, this is still a very busy month for us this month with visitors from outside schools as well. So the medieval experience is still there, even though the little time cars are gone. You walk through it, which when, you know, it was really the technology in the end, it would have cost so much money to replace them, that when we made it a walkthrough, it was like the end of the world had come, you know. But but actually it meant that we could do different things down there. So we started doing workshops, and there was storytelling, and, you know, like this culture night now, this Friday night, there's a Tralee Living History Group. They will be there in medieval costume and all that kind of stuff that you couldn't do when the cars were going through the route,
because you hadn't the space for it.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. And like the last few years, one of the big things we've been doing is transforming it into the festive hall. So at Christmas, we have a huge Christmas. It's you know, Santa Claus is there, and you walk through this magic kingdom and all the rest of it. So I know there are people, they're already ringing us to see, are we doing it this year? We're planning it. We haven't gone. The booking isn't out there yet. So, but
watch this space.
Watch this space, yeah.
And
yeah.
What is happening on this Friday? People are allowed to enter the museum for free, which is a wonderful opportunity for people who've never been there before.
Absolutely. And it's Culture Night Friday night. So we always open from 6 o'clock to 10. So we have six things on. We have the launch of a film made by a group working with Skills for Life. It's a group of young adults with Down syndrome. That'll be great fun. There's also the opening of an exhibition, the work that was created by young folk whose families are homeless. And there is as I said, the Living History Group will be there. There is also a community group who have recorded people talking about local history and folklore, so that'll be on in the museum. And I'm giving a talk as well about the history of the building itself, because actually in the 30 years there's a whole generation has grown up who only know it as the museum and the medieval experience, and they've forgotten that there was actually a hall in the middle, that concerts, plays, cinemas, all films and all that went on. So I'll be talking about the history of the building and just taking a short tour through, showing where things were before we transformed the interior of the building in the early 90s. Oh yeah, and the Rose of Tralee dresses are also
and the Rose
display.
Of Tralee dresses. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I was going to remind you of that. Well, listen, it's a great opportunity to see all of that, and if you've any interest in history and the town and the county and everything, definitely don't miss it. We've got to let you go, Helen. I could talk to you for another 10 minutes happily. Helen O'Carroll, curator of the the Kerry County Museum. Congrats on the 30 years. I know you yourself are very much the driving force there behind it. So warmest congrats to you.
Talk About on Radio Kerry.